It's going really well.
We got a great group of guys here, even with the additions that we made. And so everything so far is going smooth.
Is it weird to be in a place now where you're out of options? I mean, it feels like just yesterday you were coming up through the system and you broke with the team in basically 2011. Is it weird to now be in a place where you're out of options? It's gone by so fast, it feels.
Yeah, exactly. Things go by so quickly. But, you know, it does feel different. I guess just a little bit more relaxed in camp. Maybe that's just being around the guys for so long. Or the position that I'm into, just going about my business, making sure that I'm doing everything every day to better myself and have a good spring.
I know you had a very intense off-season regimen and working on getting ready. Was it your toughest ever, would you say?
I don't know. You know, it's you know, so many off-seasons ago, it's hard to say which one was the most intense or which one wasn't. But this was a good one, that's for sure. A lot of good stuff with Brady and Rio in the off-season out in California, and a lot of good throwing that I did. Arm felt great, so I was able to do some things I haven't been able to do in the past, which I think is showing right now early in camp. Velocity's been good, command's been really good, so I'm able to do some things with Dave and Dom that physically I wasn't able to do the last couple years.
Yeah, a lot of players and catchers have said that your stuff right now in camp may be the best of any pitcher here. Do you feel that strong right now?
I feel really good, and it's nice to hear those words. I've heard that from a lot of people that have caught me over the years, and especially the last 2 years, they're seeing a big difference and seeing that stuff get back to where it used to be, which for me, I could see in the offseason coming together, but once you get some feedback from the hitters and some catchers that have caught you before, it definitely boosts your confidence a little bit, and it feels good.
How does the health right now, shoulders, you've had different injuries, bumps and bruises, some stuff more severe than others. How do you feel health-wise right now? Is this the healthiest you've been in a few years?
Yeah, definitely. I feel great. You know, nothing with my shoulders crossed my mind this spring, which is huge. And it hasn't been that case, you know, in a while. So able to do some things when you're not focused on how you're feeling physically, when everything's there where it needs to be, your health is where it needs to be. You're able to do things on the field that are, you know, go towards you being successful making this team.
What have you learned through some big league struggles over the last few years? Like, what have you taken away mentally to put yourself in a really good spot here? What's the biggest thing that kind of jumps out? When things aren't right for Zach Britton on the mound, what's wrong?
You know, it's something where you try to do too much, and less is more. You know, Dave's got a great kind of little saying he always tells me every time, how easily can you throw hard? And it makes a ton of sense. You know, how easily can I get my body into position to where my stuff's the best, where my velocity's the best, where I'm the most effective? What energy level is that for me? Is it 100%? Is it 60%? And those are things you think about. You're like, hey, when things are going good for me, it's how easily am I throwing hard? How, you know, you're easily going through your delivery and executing pitches, and you're not even thinking about it. When things are speeding up on you, you're grunting and farting out there trying to do things at max effort, and most of the time it doesn't work out for you.
Especially for a sinker baller, right? No, that's especially where you want to kind of let the movement of the pitch do its thing, especially when your movement is so exceptional.
Exactly, and we've had long discussions about this with Dave, and he goes, it's at this point in your career, when you're younger, you know, you want to throw as hard as you can. You want to hit that 95 on the radar gun because it makes you feel good. But he goes, you know, you should know yourself by now. You know, what's that velocity where your stuff plays at? And so we have those discussions like, you know, why don't we just find the effort level that it takes to get to that point? And then when you need to get it, you know, go get a, you know, 94, 95, then go get it. But you don't need to do that every time. You don't need to go max effort because more times than not, your command starts faltering and the outings aren't going to be as consistent over the course of a season.
When you look at the roster battle right now, there are a lot on the bench, bullpen, rotation. How do you assess right now what you're fighting for?
You know, every indication I have is there's still an opportunity to be one in the rotation. Obviously, we know that's tough now. We've added some guys, and we have some guys in the rotation now that have had some consistent seasons and are going to get every opportunity to do well. But you just approach it as, hey, there's some opportunities in the pitching staff. That's kind of my mindset, whether that's the pen of the rotation. Is there's opportunities on this pitching staff, so go out there, pitch well, and I'll find myself in some type of role.
Zach, thank you so much. Best of health to you this season.
All right, thank you.